Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Oh, man, this has got to be a tough situation for Diego, because it's all about getting trust back, and it's really hard to do that when somebody does not have it for you.
It is, especially when you think you've moved on. Diego, just get into it. Tell us how we can help you. That sounded weird. Diego. Oh my! Reset.
Yes. Diego, get into us. Yeah, we were talking about Saren sausages.
Oh no! Wait till you hear his story, because now it sounds even more weird. Please tell us what is going on in your life, Diego. How can we help you?
My wife has always had trust issues, but you know, I firmly believe that this time she's just taken it too far. And yes, I had given her reason not to trust me. I have to admit that I cheated on her years ago before we got married. And you know, it was one of the biggest mistakes I ever had.
Oh.
I honestly thought that we had moved forward that, but you know, she's clearly still holding on to it. You know, she's extra interested lately on who am I talking to, who am I texting, who am I emailing. And you know what, I don't have an issue with that. Like, I don't have anything to hide. I just would like to know, like, hey, listen, you know, talk to me if there's something going on.
Right.
Something else happened that I found kind of like weird and strange. So I recently found out that she's been tracking me through Snapchat. Again, you know, I don't have anything to hide, and it doesn't bother me, but you know, be kind of nice if she would tell me, you know, if she wants to know where I'm at, what am I doing. Again, I have no issue with that. I just don't like the sneakiness of it.
Right. A lot of couples like share each other's locations, but it's not one person just like sneakily following you. I know you're married, but it still seems odd.
It seems odd for anything. If your trust issues are there, if you don't have trust issues, why do you need to know where the person is 24/7? They're coming home to you.
Yeah. What else is going on?
She was out of town recently, and one of her friends stopped by to drop something off, and it was a little odd. She asked if she could come in. When she came in, it was very awkward and uncomfortable. She was very touchy-feeling, and I was just like, hey, listen, I got to get out of here. I'm going to work out something. I can't remember what I told her, but I just left the place as soon as I could. And then I was just, what do I tell my wife? What do I say to her? Do I tell her about her friend? You know, I don't want to get her upset.
Well, she's already jealous, so that's not going to go over well.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I didn't know what to do, so I didn't say anything. Then, you know, sometime after that, I hear my wife on the phone talking how I passed the test.
Oh, no.
Wait, like that was a setup?
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, it's like she tried to set me up to cheat on her.
Oh.
I was mad. I was pissed. Like, it really bothered me, because who does that? Like, you know, if you want to know something, be an adult and just talk about it. You have an issue, fine. Let's sit down and have a conversation about it.
And especially if you're trying to make amends for the mistake you made. Obviously, you're not proud of it. You moved on. You tried to make it better. And now she's just making it uncomfortable and awkward. So now where are you guys at? What have you said anything to her?
No. I have not said anything. Part of me is thinking, you know, if I ignore this and just hope that maybe she'll be done with this test, whatever the hell's happening right now.
Right.
You know, maybe, you know, after I pass this one, maybe she'll be done with it. Or is this just going to continue to become bigger and bigger things? I just don't know what to do, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Will there be more tests? Is this going to be never ending?
Are they bigger? Is it going to be more uncomfortably awkward? I mean, you didn't call for our opinion.
Right.
I'm just telling you right now, she does not seem like she's ever going to get over this.
That's what I'm thinking. And, you know, I know I messed up, and I'm not excusing for what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm putting in the work, you know, and it just bothers me that she just won't talk to me. She'll go behind my back and do these things.
Let's go to Melanie. What's your opinion?
Hi. So I have friends who went through this and have still sometimes battle with it a little bit. But I guess if he keeps saying that he thinks that she should just talk to him when she's feeling insecure, he should probably just take that advice and talk to her about it and explain how he's feeling. And then I think, you know, just based off of my friend's relationship, I think, you know, the question that he needs to ask her is, like, where do you want this relationship to go? Do you want this to work, or do you not want it to work? And if you do, then what do we need to do to get there? And that's just that she's going to have to let go of the past. If she wants the relationship to work, there's no other way than to let it go.
And the truth is, sometimes people can't forget about it and can't let go because they've been hurt so bad. But that means you just have to decide then we need to put this relationship, you know, it's got to go. Bye-bye.
Okay, great point. What are the texts saying, Des?
All right. I agree with TJ, but she's obviously insecure. A lot of people are saying some therapy would help her and him. Someone else said, you just can't have a relationship without trust. Yep. She's never going to trust him. This marriage is done.
Well, especially with like the giggling on the phone and like, got him.
Right. Oh my gosh. It's just like, she has nothing else better to do than to try to trap her husband.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I don't want to be the one to say this, but you know how I like to get real every once in a while. It's over.
You think?
Yeah. I think it's over. I mean, for Diego, you're never going to live another day the rest of your life in this relationship with that trust. It's gone. And unfortunately, he did it. He's the one who cheated, but now she cannot let go of it, and it's making it 10 times
worse.
She's
like self-sabotaging the relationship. Yeah, by like, if you go looking, you're going to find any tiny little thing. The poor guy can't reach out to Sally at Starbucks because he's cheating with Sally. Like,
yeah, you should have talked to Sal at Starbucks.
It's like, I just wanted a latte.
That's
I bet you wanted a latte.
She's like, he's like, thanks, Sally. And she's like, oh, Sally, I'll cut.
Right. Yeah, this is, somebody said trust issues can't be forced. I mean, she has to decide she wants to trust him again. And I don't know if she's going to.
I have trust issues after this with you guys so far. So this is, I'll be honest with you. I feel like I need a hug from somebody.
We're not cheating with Sally.
No.
Me and TJ are all yours at work.
You brought Sally up a lot. And now I'm starting to really question that lady.
I like Sally.
See?
You too. Dang it.
Maybe she wants to share sausages with us.
Well, I bet she does. I bet she does. Okay.